The plan tonight, the Mirtz Hashem, is to finish the Rav's Yartzeit Shir Kiddush Kimekadesh HaShabbos. If you recall, the Rav's Chiddush was that Kiddush is not only Divrei Shevach, but it's also a Mekadesh. It's a Maisa Kiddush, because Shabbos has an element of Mikra Kodesh. It's in the Parsha of the Moedos. And now the Rav wants to prove this, because he believes that it underlies the mitzvah of what's called Tosefes Shabbos, that we add from Chol onto Kodesh. And this halacha was formulated both with regard to Shabbos and Yontif. Now, in the case of Yontif, we understand very well that since the Kedushas Yontif is engendered by Yisrael, and that's why we recite the Chasimus HaBroch Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, it makes sense that the concept of Kabbalas Yontif, Kabbalas Tosefes Yontif, makes sense. We engender the Kedushas Yontif. But in the case of Tosefes Shabbos, what's the source? What's the basis for adding time from Chol and making it to Kodesh? Isn't the Kedusha of Shabbos a heavenly act? It's Kedusha Kviya V'Kayma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified the seventh day from sunset to sunset. How then do we make sense out of a sanctity that's generated by flesh and blood, by man? How does that come to be? What's the basis that underlies the concept of Tosefes Shabbos? But according to our explanation, the Rav says that Shabbos, in addition to the element of Kviya V'Kayme, the fact that the sanctity is there inherent in the seventh day, there's also another dimension of Kodesh, of sanctity to the Shabbos, and that is Mikroi Kodesh. So within the context of that special dimension, that Kiddush, that sanctification of the day that is engendered by our Kiddush, there it makes sense that there is a concept of Tosefes Shabbos. It means that Tosefes Shabbos, adding to the Shabbos, extending the Shabbos, is a subcategory or reflection of that dimension of Shabbos that's Mikroi Kodesh, that's Kedushas Moed. Since Kedushas Moed has the Kedushas Shabbos, we mentioned in Yerushalmi that the bracha, the Chesimus HaBracha, will be Mekadesh Yisrael VaShabbos, it makes sense within that context that we could engender a Kedushas Shabbos through the vehicle, through the means of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rav points out that even if we hold against the Yerushalmi, we're not willing to say Mekadesh Yisrael VaShabbos, it could be that's because as a uniform formula, the appropriate Nusach would be Mekadesh HaShabbos. Because even if a person, let's say, is Mekabel on himself Tosefes Shabbos, nevertheless, at that particular moment in time, at the moment when he accepts upon himself Tosefes Shabbos, but Shabbos Bereishis, the Shabbos of creation as sanctified by Almighty God, has not yet been engendered because it's too early, although it would be appropriate at that point to say Mekadesh Yisrael VaShabbos, but then we would have two different standards, two different formulas for Kiddush. One Nusach HaKiddush would be Mekadesh Yisrael VaShabbos in a case where he's reciting Kiddush during Tosefes Shabbos, and another one would be Mekadesh HaShabbos when there is no Tosefes Shabbos. So when the Chachomim established the formula for Kiddush, they didn't want to change it from one instance to another. They looked for a uniform, standardized formula which would apply straight across the board, and that would be Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Rambam, in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, says, Mitzvah Semen HaTorah, there's a positive command by Torah law, Lekadesh HaShabbos B'dvarim, V'tzorech L'zachreyu B'knisosu B'yitziyosu. If you read the Rambam carefully, it's quite clear that according to the Rambam, under the mitzvahs asei min haTorah, that doraisa chiyuv, that obligation by Torah law to sanctify the Shabbos, is included two different parts. Number one, to be mekadesh the Shabbos when it enters, that's on Friday night, and then through havdalah, be it siyasa, when Shabbos exits, when Shabbos terminates, there's also a mitzvah of Havdalah, and that too is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kedusha Shabbos.
Not only that, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah says it explicitly. How do we understand this mitzvah of Havdalah within the context of Kiddush? And the Rav suggests that not only is Kiddush koveya the Kiddush Shabbos with regard to Lahava, meaning the Kiddush Shabbos that's about to come upon us, but even on the end side, with regard to Havdalah, Havdalah determines and sets up Kiddush Shabbos on the past, Lishavar. And therefore, there are two mitzvos, Kiddush and Havdalah, which form like bookends and circumscribe the Kedusha Shabbos during that period of time that begins with sunset and ends with Motzai Shabbos, with the nightfall on the night of Shabbos. And the Rav suggests that there are two dimensions to both Kiddush and Havdalah. If we take the case of Kiddush, it's clear that we have, number one, the first dimension is arranging and organizing divrei shevach, words of praise to Hashem, and testimony about the creative process of God. And then we set up the day, and this is the second dimension of Kiddush, as sanctified, as a moed, as mikray kodesh. The mirror image is Havdalah. It too has two dimensions. On the one hand, it's divrei shevach liyom hashvi. We speak about the fact that this day of Shabbos is different than the days of Chol that are coming upon us. And here too, it's a kind of testimony about the creation of the world. And the second dimension of Havdalah is to be koveya Shabbos as a moed. And that's completed by Havdalah. The process of determining and setting up Shabbos as a moed begins with Kiddush on Friday night. And through Havdalah, which sets up the difference between Kodesh and Chol, we finish this process of setting up the Kedusha Shabbos. Just to add a short note of my own, if you were to recite Hallel before Laila, let's say after Plaga Mincha, then you would be able through this Havdalah to be mafkia to terminate the Kedushas Mikrai Kodesh that he accepted upon himself. But of course, the Kedusha Shabbos, the fundamental primary Kedusha Shabbos of Maisa Breishis, would still be intact. So therefore, in Havdalah, according to the Rav, there's a mitzvah to speak not just about the fact that Shabbos is a day that is sanctified, but also that it's separated from the rest of the days of the Chol. That concept of separation is the essence of Havdalah. And Havdalah really sets up that difference, that contrast, that separation between the day of Shabbos and the rest of the week. Now the Rav adds the following. In light of this Chiddush, we could understand what was difficult at the beginning of this year with the sugya in Psachim Kufhei Omen Aleph, Kufvav Omen Aleph, where the sugya brings down two different brisos that contradict one the other. The first brisa says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov in the daytime, we don't recite Kiddush Alakos. There's no mitzvah of Kiddush, but rather we just mention Shabbos and Birkas HaMazon. The other brisa on the other hand says, Ein li ela b'layla, b'yom minayin tamalomer zochres yom haShabbos. That second brisa postulates a mitzvah of Kiddush even by day. And the answer is, says the Rav, that as the Gemara itself presents, that during the day, we recite only one bracha, namely Bori Pri HaGafen. At night, in contrast, we organize the entire lengthy Kiddush, with more than just Bori Pri HaGafen. But this was difficult in our eyes. What does it mean? What kind of compromise is this? That, according to the Braisa, that says that there is no Kiddush by day, we shorten, we truncate the Kiddush in contrast to the night Kiddush. Or according to the Bryce that says, there is Kiddush by day, it's just Borei Pri HaGafen. What is this all about? But now we can understand it in the correct way. With regard to one Bryce, that the day itself generates Kiddush, on top of the Kiddush at night, in addition to the Kiddush at night, the key question is the following. What is Kiddush twice? What fulfillment does the halacha view, does the halacha postulate in the case of a second kiddush? Is it possible to organize kiddush both at night and by day? Isn't it superfluous? What significance, what meaning does the second kiddush have? What does it add to the first kiddush? And the answer is fundamental. With regard to the first dimension of kiddush that we spoke about, namely the kiyum of testifying to the fact that God created the world and he rested on the seventh day, it makes sense to repeat that. Every additional time that one praises God and praises the Shabbos and acknowledges the Shabbos, that he has another kiyum, he obtains another fulfillment of a mitzvah. And the Chachamim, therefore, are understandably justified in establishing two statements of praise. First, a praise that's recited Friday night, and a second one on Shabbos day. We find a precedent for that, for example, in the Kedusha that we recite in the first bracha before Kriyat Shema, what we call Kedusha de Yotzer. We say Kadosh, 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 Meloch al Eretz Kvodo, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. All this is a duplicate of the Kedusha that we recite in Shmon Esrei during Chazaras HaShatz. So the question, of course, is posed, why twice? And the answer is that with regard to Seder Divrei Shevach, when we organize words of praise to Hashem, it makes sense to do this more than once. The Chachamim often do it twice. And perhaps we can enhance what the Rav is saying based on the Ramban in his Pirush al Torah on Zachar V'Shomer, where the Ramban says that there are two dimensions to the Kedusha Shabbos. There's the dimension of Laila, which is Shamar, and the additional dimension during the day of Zachar. And the Ramban goes into great length to describe this difference between Laila and Yom. So the Chachamim will add a second praise, and it's not redundant, because the Divrei Shevach of Kiddush by day is a reflection of that special unique Kedusha of Shabbos by day. Getting back to the Rav says the following. But let's analyze Kiddush from the second dimension, namely the obligation to set up the day as a Moed and Mikroi Kodesh. From this context, Chazara repetition is completely meaningless. Within the perspective of Kiddush as an act of sanctification, one Kvius is enough. Would anyone imagine being Koveya a Moed twice? Would anybody imagine repeating the Kvius of a Chodesh more than once? Would Beis Din be Makadish the 50th year of Shnasei Yovel twice? There's no substance to repetition in an act of Kiddush. Once the sanctity is engendered, there's no point to do it a second time. So from the perspective of the act of Kiddush to set up the Moed Hashem of Shabbos, only once is meaningful. To repeat it a second time, as we said, would be meaningless. And therefore, we have to assume that Kiddush by day exhausts itself in the first element of Kiddush, namely in organizing praise to God for giving us the Shabbos, for creating the world. But as a Maisa Kiddush, Shabbos is sanctified at night, but not by day. If this be the case, then the two brisos mentioned in the Sugim Psachim are addressing two different dimensions of the mitzvah of Kiddush, two different issues, independent one of the other, and there's no contradiction between one brisa and the other. That brisa, which says that there's no obligation of Kiddush by day, is addressing the dimension of Kiddush as an act of kviya to set up the Kedushas Moed of Shabbos, to call Shabbos a Mikra Kodesh. From that perspective, there's no point to doubling it, to duplicating it. It's already been done as a Maisa Kiddush, a Pulis Kiddush at night. Why repeat the performance? And therefore the Brice establishes that on Shabbos and Yom Tovah day, ain't Omer Bam Kiddush Alakos. There is no Kiddush Alakos. We've already sanctified the day at night. But the second Brice that establishes a mitzvah of Kiddush based on the Asmachta of Zohar es Yom HaShabbos, that there's Chira on Yayin, even by day, not just by night, that Brisa is addressing Kiddush as an act of Ritzui, as an act of praise, to sing and express the special nature of Shabbos. And that, as we pointed out, can be done twice. Praise and Hallel can be done time after time, and there's substance and meaning to every single duplication. But then we have to ask the question, where do we have the praise of Hashem in Kiddush and Shabbos in the Kiddush by day? And what do we omit from the Kiddush at night by day? And the Gemara, in a sense, addresses this in a slightly different formula, but answers the problem by saying, Borei Pri HaGofen, the Divrei Shevach, the words of praise, the testimony that we give to the creation of the world is all inherent, is all included in that one single bracha of Borei Pri HaGofen. True, we do not recite that other long paragraph that we have in Kiddush by night, Hasher Kitzar Mitzvosav, Ratzavanu, V'Shabbos Kodesh B'Avrotan Echaltanu, because that paragraph is dedicated to the Kviyus Hayom Kimikra Kodesh, to set up the day as a sanctified day. And the Rav quotes the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, who says the following, Kvar Omru Noshim Chayovas B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah, women according to Chazal are obligated like men are in the Kiddush, which is a mitzvah shel Torah, V'zeo al Kiddush HaLaila, and that refers to Kiddush at night. Lefi, says the Ramban, Shekola te'unim Kiddush miskachim b'knisosim pamachas. Any day that needs sanctification is sanctified once and only once. Kigon Kiddush HaChodesh. Take for example, sanctifying the new month. For Kiddush HaYovel, sanctifying the 50th year. Therefore, as an act of Kiddush, we certainly fulfill our obligation Friday night, and there's no need, and it's pointless, to repeat that sanctification by day. Avol Bayom, says the Rabban, Asmachta v'yein omer bo mekudesh klal. The Asmachta that teaches me that this Kiddush by day is not a Kiddush of sanctification. To say Mekudosh, that the day of Shabbos is sanctified, we've already done so the night before. Once is enough when we enter into the Shabbos. That's the quote of the Ramban. The Rav would like to suggest now a Chiddush in understanding Birkas, the blessing of Borei Pri HaGofen, as it represents Kiddush by day. That bracha has a special status. It's used over and over again for a kosher bracha. Whenever we have to recite a special blessing, we do it together with the Borei Pri HaGofen over a kos yain, over a cup of wine. Bahen he miatzeges kiyum shira al yain. In every single case where we take a cup of wine and we recite a special bracha over the cup, this represents that fulfillment of Shira Alayayin, a special kind of halachic entity, a mitzvah called singing the song of praise of God over a cup of wine. That's an entity and a category unto itself. The bracha, then, on the one hand, is a classical, universal Birchas HaNenim, which allows us to partake and enjoy the drinking of the wine. But on the other hand, perhaps a more important dimension is that over this wine and with this bracha, we organize a kosher bracha. The Borei Pri HaGofen becomes integrated and joined together with a cup of wine to create a Cheftza Shel Shira, an act of song over a cup of wine. We could prove this by quoting Rashi in Masechet Brachos, Mem Beis Omer Aleph, with regard to the Koshel Bracha on which we recite Bor Pri HaGofen, even though we don't have to drink that kos. And the Gemara says in explaining this, Shiny Yayin to Goreim Bracha Li Atzmo, Yayin is different because it sets up its own Bracha. So Rashi explains, Bekama Mekomos Ba, this bracha is introduced in a number of different places. Umevrachin olaf, and we recite a bracha over that cup of wine, together with Bori Pri HaGofen. Afal pi shelo yitzrichem l'shtoso, which means that even though you're not going to drink from the cup, and the bracha of Bori Pri HaGofen is not generated by nehenim, by the enjoyment that you'll gain from drinking wine, but even if you don't drink the wine, you will still recite this bracha, because the recitation of this bracha itself is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shira, of reciting praise of God. A similar concept is formulated by Rashi in Arve Psochim, in Psochim Kuvavam and Aleph, with regard to Kiddusha Rabbah, the Kiddush that we recite on Shabbos in the morning. And Rashi says, "Vahachi karile kedusha rabba da kule kedusha amrile." In other words, since this bracha of Bor Pri HaGofen appears over and over again whenever we need a koshel bracha, and therefore we recite that bracha even when we don't have to drink the wine, but it becomes a bracha of shira. And perhaps, according to the Rav, we might want to drink from the wine of Kiddush for a different reason, which he explains in a different Yahrzeit Shir that we discussed, and that is because the Yayin sets up the Kiddush on the Suda and generates and engenders a Suda Shabbos. In that context, the drinking of the wine is critical. But at this point, in this particular Shir, the Rav is not yet ready to classify Kiddush as, and the goal of Kiddush as, creating and setting up a Suda Shabbos, but rather the goal of Kiddush at this point, both by night and by day, is to sing the praises of Shabbos. And therefore the Bor Pri HaGofen doesn't require Shasiyah. Drinking of the cup is not essential, just like in any Koshel Bracha. The Bracha itself, Bor Pri HaGofen, is an integral part of song and praise when it is organized over a cup of wine. The Rav doesn't point this out, but this probably has to do with the singing of the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash over the Yayin at the time of the Nisuch, the libations of the wine. But let's get back to the Rav. He says the following, that when a person organizes and recites this bracha over a cup of wine, he fulfills the mitzvah of formulating words of praise. And this is an obligation incumbent upon us on Shabbos, based on the pasuk Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho Zochreihu L'Yayin. And it applies not just Friday night, but also to Shabbos in the morning. Both at night and by day, the bracha of Bor Pri HaGofen is essential to Kiddush, and it is included under the concept of Zachreyu B'divrei Shevach. Remember the Shabbos by expressing words of praise about the Shabbos. And that's why the Gemara says we recite the Bracha Bori Pri HaGofen, meaning the kiyum, the fulfillment of organizing words of praise, applies and is obtained not just at night, but also by day. In fact, Kiddush by day exhausts itself in that dimension of Seder Divrei Shevach. There's nothing else to the Kiddush by day. The act of Kiddush to sanctify Shabbos was completed at night. and one Shabbos is sanctified with that Kiddush at night, there's no need to sanctify it a second time, as we said before. But at the end of the day, what's left for Kiddush in the day is the bracha itself of Bor Pri HaGofen, which is testimony to God's creation of this world. And in this way, perhaps we can understand the Rashbam in Psachim Kuf Vav. The words of the Rashbam are tough. He says, Asoi kasa dechamra ubruche. He brought a cup of wine and he made a bracha on it. Umishse, and he drank it. Mishum kvod Shabbos. And here the Rashbam adds, Lechalek bein midas Shabbos l'midas chol. What is this all about? Apparently, the matir is not just birchas hanenim, but also another kiyum, another mitzvah that's obtained. And that is Shevach Liyom HaShabbos. So when he brought the kos of wine and he drank from it for Kavod HaShabbos, then he added an element of shir, of singing the song of praise of Shabbos, that makes Shabbos different and unique in comparison and contrast to the rest of the days of the week. And here the Rashbam adds, Shehu inyan shir. It's a matter of singing a song. She'ein omrim shir el ayayin. And he quotes the Shiltos to the effect that shir, a song of praise, is always recited over a cup of wine. In other words, the Kiddush of Bor Pri HaGofen is the fulfillment of the obligation of Shevach HaHalel, of praise and thanksgiving to God. Whereas Kiddush itself, the real paragraph that we call Kiddush, is completely omitted during the day because it was already recited at night. Therefore, there is no Birchas Kiddush that begins with Asher Kidshanu during the day. But let's analyze Kiddush by day from the perspective of the dispute between the Rambam and the Ravid, Perek Chav Tes Milchus Shabbos L'Chiyut. Take a look at the Rambam's language. He says, Mitzvah L'Varach HaYayin Bayom. He refers to an obligation to recite a brach over a cup of wine, B'Yom HaShabbos. And he requires that to happen, Kodem Sheyesod Sudah Shniya, before he eats the meal. It means he's not allowed to eat before Kiddush. V'zo HaNikra Kiddush HaRambam, V'Varach Bor Pri HaGofen Bilvad. And then he could have his suda. There is a prohibition that enjoins us from eating anything before Kiddush. We're talking about Kiddush by day. So the Rambam has all the conditions that apply to Kiddush at night apply to the Kiddush by day as well. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. You're not allowed to do Kiddush in any other place other than the place you're going to eat. In a word, Kiddush HaRabbah, the Kiddush of Shabbos, by day, is Kiddush in the complete sense. And the Ravid disagrees. Omar Avraham, Mishum Shekaro, Kiddush HaRabbah. What led the Rambam to this mistake that there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to recite Kiddush by day? The fact that the Gemara calls it Kiddush HaRabbah, Yotzalo, that's how he derived it. Vienu Klum. But it's not true. Shekran is Kaddish Ayom B'Knisoso. He already sanctified the day when the day entered, and he recited Kiddush before he ate anything. And then the Ravid says the following: Ve'ilu bola Kaddish ala pas, and if he would recite Kiddush over bread, milo makadesh, v'teichoshev hamotzi. Bimkom birchas hayayin v'yochal. And isn't it true that he can recite Kiddush on pas, and his bracha of hamotzi now substitutes, replaces the bracha on yayin Bor Pri HaGofen, and then he eats? Ukshedarshu ainli ela balayla bayom minayin tamalomer es asmachtehi v'ikar kiddusha balayla. And he quotes the pasuk, Es yom v'loksiv bayom. Inami di kodesh balayla komar. Let's try to understand the Rambam and the Raifit. There's no question that the Rambam sees, defines Kiddush by day as Kiddush. And there's no question that the Raifit rejects the Rambam and holds that you're allowed to eat before Kiddush during the day. But how does he prove this? And how does he understand the nature of Kiddush by day? He does call it an Asmachta. It would seem that the proof of the Raivit is the following. According to the Rambam, that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush by day, Kiddush Rabbah, because this Kiddush by day is a Heftish al Kiddush. It's an entity of Kiddush, like Kiddush at night. The Raivit says, no. There's no act of Kiddush through the bracha of Bori Pri HaGafen over a cup of wine. Because it's impossible to sanctify the Shabbos and duplicate the act of Kiddush and do it twice. Ein mekadshim shtei pamim. Why? Because the first kviyus is still intact and it works to sanctify the entire 24 hours of Shabbos. However, if the act of Kiddush or kviyus is completely void, is completely absent with regard to Kiddush by day, then okay, then what's Bori Pri HaGafen? If we analyze it, it cannot be an act of Kiddush, and therefore it doesn't generate a prohibition against eating before Kiddush, because the prohibition of eating before Kiddush only applies to a Kiddush which is connected to the day itself. In the case of Kiddush Friday night, says the Raivid, the Kiddush links up, is integrated with the day itself. And why is that so? Because it's an act, the Kiddush itself is an act of sanctifying the day. And therefore, the Kiddush and the day itself are interwoven. They grab onto each other, so to speak. And they become one entity. In the case of Kiddush by day, on the other hand, the Kiddush cannot link up to the day itself. So there's a string of assumptions here that the Raivit is operating with. Number one, and this we explained clearly, the act of sanctifying the day through Kiddush is only meaningful at night. Repetition is meaningless. Therefore, Kiddush by day could not be an act of Kiddush to sanctify the day. Assumption number two, the Raivit holds that Kiddush, by definition, has to be linked up to the day. Es Yom HaShabbos. The Zohar is Es Yom HaShabbos. The Zechir has to be connected to the day. And what connects the Zechir to the day, says the Raivit? It's the act of Mekadish, of sanctifying the Shabbos. The aspect of Shevach and the obligation to sing the praises of Shabbos, according to the Raivit, only exists within the context of a Kiddush that links up to the day. A Kiddush as a Maisa Kiddush, as we said. Then and only then is there a Kiyum, a Mitzvah of Kiddush. And with that Kiyum of Kiddush, an Isra Achilu before Kiddush. And here the Raivit disagrees with the Rambam, who's willing to split between the two dimensions of Kiddush. He's willing to say that one dimension of Kiddush links up to the day to sanctify it. The other dimension of Kiddush is to recite praise over the Shabbos, and that could exist independent, for example, by Kiddush by day. Now let's take the bracha of Hamotzi, which can substitute for the bracha of Bori Pri HaGafen. If we would have assumed that the bracha comes as an act of shira, as an act of song, as we saw in the Rashbam in the name of the Shiltos, Ein Shira Lal Yayin, then how could the bracha of Hamotzi replace Bori Pri HaGafen?
Hamotzi and Bar Pri HaGafen are fundamentally different one of the other. We never found a Kiyum Shira. We never found a Kiyum Shira on Lechem, on Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz. Therefore, the Raivin raises the following objection to the Rambam. How could a person eat on Shabbos in the daytime if he has no Yayin? If he has no Yayin and Kiddush is meaningless because it has to be Divrei Shira al Yayin and he doesn't have Yayin, so what's he going to do? According to the Rambam, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush by day. And in this case, where he has no Yayin, should he fast the entire day? The entire Shabbos? We must conclude, therefore, says the Raivin, that there is no Chiyuv Kiddush over wine during the day. Because if such a Kiyum existed, as the Rambam would have it, then we wouldn't be able to taste the thing the entire day if there was no Yayin. Again, the Rambam might have a special allowance in such an extreme set of circumstances. But the Raivin says fundamentally it should be prohibited. And therefore the Raivid, based on this logic and this proof, concludes that there is no Chiyuv Kiddush by day, not even Midrabanan. Even though the Raivid calls in Asmachta, his intention is that there's no Kiyum of Kiddush at all. That's what he means by Asmachta. And that which is derived by allusion from this drasha of Yom is that there's a kiyum of being koveya suda al yayin b'shabbos by day, to set up a suda over wine. And that's what we learn from the pasuk Zachar es yom shabbos lekadsho, Eili ela balayla bayom inayin, meaning that by day, the obligation to eat a meal generates a chiyuv, an obligation to be koveya suda on yayin. And this is not just halacha, that a requirement to achieve three sudas, the magic number three. But the fact that birchas alechem, birchas yayin, only these two brachos were established on Shabbos, proves from the Raivid's perspective that the essence of the takana of Yayin Bari Pri HaGaf by day is connected to Kviya Suda. And Kviya Suda could apply to both Lechem and Yayin, but only to those two. Because only Lechem and Yayin lend themselves to generating a Suda. Like, for example, in Aseba, when people eat together and they form one Aseba, one Chabura, that's only over Lechem or Yayin, not only anything else. So therefore, Hamotzi and Bar Pri HaGafen, in the case of Haseba, one individual could recite the bracha on behalf of all the Mesubim. Something that doesn't happen to any other Birchas HaNenim. Even if we were to break together, I don't know, cherries or apples or potatoes, one person doesn't make the bracha on behalf of everyone else. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Milchus Brachas Halach Yud Beis, I'm sorry, the Raivid in Perek Aleph Milchus Brachos Halacha Yud Beis says, Tmiani, Lama Hiniach Ika Diami Dimashal Rabbi Yochanan the Pas V'yayim Ahanyilu Aseba, Aval Sharmili Loma Anyilu Aseba, V'cholechem Mevarach Liatzma. Meaning that there's no such thing as kfius to set up a Suda, a common Suda of Aseba, except through bread or wine. So in Hilchus Brachos, the concept of being Koveh Suda is limited to Lechem and Yayin. And therefore, even on Shabbos, we won't be able to be Koveh Suda Shabbos except on Lechem or Yayin, Hamotzi and Bar Pri HaGaf. Those are the only two options. So therefore, it comes out according to the Raivid that Kiddush by day means something totally different than what it means by night. Kiddush at night means adding another dimension, an additional dimension to the sanctity of the day of Shabbos itself. Therefore, the Raivid asks the question, how could you recite Kiddush by day? He already recited Kiddush at night, and the act of Kiddush, of sanctification, it cannot be duplicated a second time. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds that there is a cheftz of kiddush even by day, by reciting Baruch Priya Gofen, and that bracha is not just a matir as a classic of Birchas Hanenu to drink the wine, but is also fulfillment of the dimension, the mitzvah of Shir Al Hayayin, which has a special kiyum through kiddush Al Hayayin. Therefore, what does the concept, the terminology Kiddusha Rabba mean? It means the great kiddush, the kiddush that has a great content, that involves, that that addresses and contains on Shabbos the statement that this is a great day. We're not sanctifying the day. We're not talking about the sanctification of the day, but the greatness of the day. Just like in Birkas HaMazon, when we add Ritzei to benching, we say HaShabbos HaGadol VaKodesh HaZeh. There are two concepts here: Gedula and Kedusha. What we mean to say is this day is given to Gedula, meaning to praise, and to Kedusha, to a Maisa Kvius, to set up the Tzuma Shel Yom as a day of sanctified day. This double dimension is correct with regard to Kiddush at night, but by day, the Rama would have to submit that Kiddush is not an act of sanctification that he did already at night, but rather Kiddush by day addresses or deals with only one aspect here, and that's the Gedulas Hayom, the great Shevach and the Shira of this day is a special day. That's called Kedusha Rabba. Rabba means to speak about the greatness of Shabbos and praise its greatness. That's Rabba, Rabba Miloshin Gedula. The function and the purpose of this praise is to recite Baruch Priya Gofen, which comes not just to allow him to drink the cup, that's true during the weekday, but to fulfill the mitzvah of Shira, of singing the praise of Shabbos, of testifying that God created the world during the 6 days and rested on Shabbos. The Rabba comes not to broaden the Shabbos, but to focus and circumscribe the Kiddush of Shabbos in contrast to the Kiddush at night. Rabba means it's limited. Limited to the Rabba aspect and not to the Kedusha aspect. And it would therefore seem, according to this approach, that the assumption that there are two dimensions to Shabbos, as we said, Sidur Shevach and an act of Kiddush and Kvius, these have to be present in Kiddush, not only on Shabbos, but it would seem that these aspects have to be fulfilled on Yontif as well. As far as a Maisa Kiddush is no problem, that's simple. Even though Bezdin sanctifies the month and thereby the Moadim, nevertheless, an obligation incumbent upon each and every one of us to sanctify the Yontif through an act of Kiddush. Just as we said with regard to Shabbos, despite the fact that its Kedusha is engendered by the creation of the world, its Kvi V'Kaimi, nevertheless there's an incumbent, a mitzvah incumbent on every individual to sanctify the day, the same thing applies to Moadim. Even though they were already sanctified, in this case by Bezdin, there's a second dimension to Kiddush, and that is that each individual sanctify the day of Yontif. However, there's another dimension of Kiddush, and that's the Kiyum Sidur Shevach. And here the question arises, what words of Shevach fulfill or exist, I should say, or express themselves in Kiddush on Yontif? In the case of Shabbos, the Shevach, the praise that we sing to God, expressed itself in the testimony regarding creation. But what is the Shevach of Yontif? And the Rav suggests that here in the case of Yontif, the Shevach, the praise expresses itself in a declaration concerning the choice of Klal Yisrael as the chosen people. Asher bachar bani mikol am v'ro bani mikol ashon. When we speak about the greatness of Yontif, we begin by acknowledging and thanking God for having chosen us. This is the essence of the Divrei Ritzui of Kiddush on Yontif, the choice of Klal Yisrael to set up this nation as a separate nation, which expresses the concept of Zechiras Yontif and substitutes for the concept of the creation of the world with regard to the Shevach of Shabbos. And furthermore, it would seem that even with regard to the Shevach of Shabbos, there are two different dimensions. Number one, we speak about the creative process of Almighty God. Number two, about the process of choosing Klal Yisrael. We begin our Kiddush with Maisa Breishis, and we say, Kitshonim Mitzvot Svot Zavonim and Osalonu Es HaShabbos, Kizikaron LaMaisa Breishis. But then, after having mentioned the creative process of Almighty God, we finish the Kiddush by mentioning and emphasizing a second testimony that is also inherent in the Shabbos, the choice of the people of Israel, this nation amongst the nations. Because since Shabbos expressed itself not only as a testimony to creation of the world, as we saw in Parshas Vayechul HaShamayim, but also as a testimony to the choice of Klal Yisrael, as we saw in Zachar V'Shama, which was given at our Sinai. Therefore, we mention in the Kiddush Hayom of Shabbos both Zichronos, both dimensions, creation and having chosen us at the time of the redemption from Egypt, as the Gemara establishes in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin, that in Kiddush one must mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And furthermore, it would seem that the two fundamental principles that underlie Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos, namely organizing Shevach and at the same time an act of sanctification, these two dimensions were introduced even with regard to Ritzei in Birkas HaMazon. And here's where we say it. Yom HaShvi'i HaShabbos HaGadol VaKadosh HaZeh. We speak about the greatness of Shabbos, Gadol and Kadosh. Ki Yom Zeh Gadol VaKadosh Hu Lishbos Bo V'Lanuach Bo. So we have both Gadol and Kadosh. And why? Because both Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon have one common denominator, and that is they both come to organize and arrange a Suda Shabbos. With regard to Kiddush, that's simple. We say, we rule that Ein Kiddush El Mokom Suda. The entire mitzvah of Kiddush is interwoven, connected with the Suda. And the Rambam and the Rashbam explains it in Psachim Kuf Aleph. Ein Kiddush El Mokom Suda, the Rashbam is marich about the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. B'mokom Shatakore Shabbos. Klomer Kriya, the Kiddush Shomtei Oneg. The Kiddush has to relate to the Oneg, to the Suda Shabbos. And you have to be Kover Kiddush Al Yayin to be Kover the Sudas of Suda Shabbos. But this is true even with regard to Birkas HaMazon. The halacha is that if he skipped Ritzei, so with regard to the third Suda, then he's not Chozer. Because he could be Yotzei the third Suda without Pas. Check out the Gemara in Brachos, Mem Tesla, Beis, and Tosli, Maskli, Iboi. And this halacha is strange, is astonishing. What's the difference between a Suda that you're obligated in, namely the first Suda, the second Suda, and the Suda that you're not obligated in? At the end of the day, he ate, he had bread, he was Koveya Suda, and he's obligated in Birkas HaMazon, and that's a Doraisa halacha. And here he went and he benched, and he omitted Shabbos, he omitted Ritzei. Why shouldn't he go back and recite Birkas HaMazon a second time? But the answer is that what engenders the chi of the obligation of Ritzei is Kfiya Suda. Ritzei sets up the Suda. And therefore, if he's exempt from a Suda, then he doesn't then the recitation of Ritzei is not indispensable. This Kiyum is a hybrid that integrates two different elements. Number one, did you understand what I said? That to set up the Seudah as a Seudah Shabbos, to be Koveh the Seudah Shabbos, requires two different acts. Number one, it requires Kiddush, which is recited right before the Seudah and in the place of the Seudah, and Birkas HaMazon, where we mention the Shabbos after the Seudah. Birkas HaMazon completes the process of Kviyas Seudah, which was begun, which was commenced by Kiddush, and therefore the substance and the content of the Hazkara in both Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon is one and the same. Namely, to emphasize these two elements, Gedula v'Kiddush. Gedula representing how great the Shabbos is, how unique is Kiddush, the sanctification. This has to express itself also in Ritzei and Birkas HaMazon. And that's why the Brisa establishes that on the day of Shabbos, on the day of Yontif, even though there's no obligation to recite Kiddush, but rather just, according to the Rambam, Seder Shevach, nevertheless, when we mention the Shabbos in Birkas HaMazon, we say HaShabbos HaGadol VaKadosh HaZeh, both Gadol and Kadosh. It's not the act of, it's not only the Seder, it's not only the act of Kiddush, but also the Seder Shevach, and those two together combine in this Hazkar of Birkas HaMazon to form the end and the finale of setting up a Seudas Shabbos. All right, we'll stop here.